in the Mental Health Corporation's bill, House Bill 65 and 66. It's 4:06, Thursday afternoon, April the 4th. Members present, Representative Osterman, Representative Stoltz, Representative Lescarra, Senator Kelly, Senator Myers, and Senator Hoffman. Representative Kelly.
I move that Representative Osterman serve as the presiding chair of the Fiscal Year 2014 Operating Budget Conference Committee. Are there any objections? Seeing none, Representative Osterman is chair of the conference committee. Representative Osterman.
Thank you, Senator. I move that Representative Kelly serve as vice chair of the 2014 Operating Conference Committee. Any objections? Seeing none, Senator Kelly is vice chair. Okay, as chairman of the committee, I'd like to review the process that we will follow for these meetings. Both the Senate and the House budget process allows for both the House and Senate budget processes that we have already gone through allowed for public testimony. That process is now completed, and there will be no public testimony during the process of the conference committee. And unless invited by the chair, only members of the conference committee will take part in the discussion or sit at the table. Legislative Finance has been directed to prepare the motion sheets that we will be using at the table. These sheets summarize the differences between the two versions of the bill that are the business of this conference committee. The motion sheets will be posted on the Legislative Finance website, after this meeting, and will be updated after each subsequent meeting that we hold. Conference will operate under Uniform Rule 42. Adopting any motion or taking any action requires a majority of vote of each body. A copy of Rule 42 and a May 3, 2007 legislative opinion is attached to each one of our packets we have at the table here today. At this point, I would like to obtain a motion to adopt all identical items between the House and the Senate.
Mr. Chairman, I move that all appropriations and language that are identical in both the House and Senate version of HB 65 and HB 66 be adopted.
Any objections? Seeing no objections, these items are adopted. I would also entertain a motion to request limited powers for the budget allocations for which differences exist. There is a letter, both the Senate has one, and I have one for the House to sign, dated today, April 14th, addressed to the Speaker of the House and President of the Senate. Under limited powers, the conference committee can adopt any amount between zero and a higher number of the House or Senate version. Senator Kelly.
I move to adopt the letter requesting limited powers of conference for items that are not identical.
Any objections? Seeing none, the letter is adopted. Each member of the Senate and each member of the House each need to sign their original copies of those letters at the end of this meeting. Future meetings, the committee will meeting to complete actions on the operating budget once limited powers has been received back from the President and the Senate and the Speaker of the House, and we'll post these on the basis. We have 24-hour rules. At this point in time, I'm anticipating that the next meeting will be Monday afternoon. That'll give time over the weekend to take a look at the numbers that are differences between the House and the Senate, and we can do our first meeting on Monday. Any other thoughts from any members of the conference committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move this meeting of the conference committee be adjourned.
All right. Without objection, we are adjourned, and we'll see you guys Monday for next conference. Thank you.